Labyrinth by Kate Moss. She swallowed hard, feeling guilty and shocked. She didn't know how to start. Pelletier took her hands in his. "You're trembling, Allie." She could hear the concern and affection in his voice, the effort he was making to keep his fear in check. "And look at your clothes," he said, lifting the hem of her dress between his fingers. "Wet. Covered with mud." Allie could see how tired he was, how worried. He was bewildered by her collapse, however hard he tried to hide it. The lines on his forehead were like furrows. How had she failed to notice before that his hair was now flecked with grey at the temples? "I have not known you be lost for words," he said, trying to coax her out of her silence. "You must tell me what this is about, eh?" His expression was so full of love and faith that it pierced her heart. "I fear you will be angry, Pear." "Indeed, you have every right to be." His expression sharpened, but he kept his smile in place. "I promise I will not scold you, Allie. Now come. Speak."
"Even if I tell you I went to the river?"
He hesitated, but his voice did not waver. "Not even then." The soonest spoken, the quickest mended. Allie folded her hands in her lap.
"This morning, just before dawn, I went down to the river. To a place I often go to gather plants."
"Alone?"
"Alone, yes," she said, meeting his gaze. "I know I gave you my word, Pear, and I ask your forgiveness for my disobedience."
"On foot?"
She nodded and waited until he waved her to continue.
"I was there for some time. I saw no one. As I was packing up my things to leave, I noticed what I thought was a bundle of clothes in the water. Good quality cloth. In fact..."
Allie broke off again, feeling the colour drain from her face.
"In point of fact, it was a body. A man. Quite old. With dark curly hair. At first I thought he had drowned. I couldn't see much. Then I saw his throat had been cut.